Belinda presents this unabridged recording of
House of Names by Colin Tobin. Read by Charlie Anson, Pippa Nixon, and Juliet Stevenson. Once more, as with the guard, Orestes felt that if only he could think of one single right question to ask, then he would find out what he needed to know. But he sensed no direct question would work. He could not think what to ask instead. "Did Aegisthus kill my father?" he abruptly asked, regretting the question almost immediately. "I don't know," Leander replied quickly. Orestes sighed. In the morning, Leander spoke to them about what they should do. "The only thing I know is that we must not kill anybody else, no matter what. That is the first rule. If we kill someone, then people will come after us. What we want is to find a place where we can stay. Even if we are attacked, we must not kill." Looking at Mitros, who nodded in agreement, Orestes wanted to say that Mitros would not have the energy to kill, and that in any case they had no weapons, since he had left the knife lodged in the guard's chest. "We need to carry small rocks that we can throw at people, injure them maybe, encourage them to leave us alone. And we need to get food and water by sending Mitros to a house to ask for it. Unarmed, just asking. No one will feel threatened by him. We need to look at each house carefully. If we think it is hostile, we must pass on."
"The wells could be poisoned," Orestes said.
Leander nodded distractedly. "We can offer to work for people," he said, "in exchange for food and shelter. But we don't want to stay anywhere near here. If we do, we will be found. We have to move faster than they can. Maybe Mitros will get stronger. If he doesn't, then the two of us will have to get stronger so that we can carry him, or at least support him part of the way. We will walk every day from as soon as we wake until it is too dark. If we don't do that, they will catch us.